3, 2, 1, and we are live all over the map. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Jonathan Cogan Show. I am your host, Jonathan Cogan. It's great to be with you. It's always good to be with you. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. We got great news. We got big news. Big news. We did an episode, back in June, July, of Brittany Griner. Because the current again, we don't believe in politics. However, it appears people believe in politics. That the current administration, people who run, supposedly, you know, who you voted for run the United States. I put that in air quotes. Obviously, we don't really know the people who really run the United States. Said how they love black people. They love lesbians and gay people. They love trans. All of these groups that, again, we don't believe in groups, but they love lesbians. They love black people, and they love you, right? That's what we hear all the time. And then Brittany Griner goes to Russia. And whether, you know, she really had some weed on her or not, however, she was arrested and they're trying to free her. And all of a sudden, it's just not covered in the news. They're not going to bring her nothing, not a peep. But they love her. They love her because she's black. She's a lesbian. She's an athlete. She was like the prime case of a person to bring back. And the administration, they pulled through and they're bringing her back. In exchange for arms dealer Victor Bout, aka, get this, this guy's nickname, okay? Like some people's nicknames are like, oh, I don't know, like, you know, JK or something like that. This dude's nickname is the Merchant of Death, okay? So we just traded, which is fantastic, Brittany Griner, a gay, lesbian, anti-American athlete. And I don't say that to be funny. I think she hates America. She wouldn't. She doesn't like the Star Spangled Banner. So all those labels, we don't believe in labels, but since the world is very prioritizes labels and as many labels as possible, those are the labels that would apply. Black, lesbian, anti-American athlete, traded for the Merchant of Death. Fantastic. That's fantastic. We love human beings. That's great. Great to have her back. Super, super happy. And really good news is when I did that last podcast, the State Department like scheduled like for weeks for Brittany's wife to talk to her, Sherelle or Cheryl, whatever her name is. And they missed no one was at the State Department to pick up the call. It was like the only call planned in like a 6-month period to her talk to her wife and no one was there. No one picked up. But guess what? This time they had a phone call and they were there. They made up for it. They had 9 months to prepare for a phone call and they did it. We're super happy that they let Brittany Griner come home. So let's, very important part here. You see, it's very, very good that we brought Brittany Griner back. However, back when I was talking about the last podcast, it was much more of a bigger deal because it was in vogue to be a black, lesbian, anti-American athlete. That was the thing. That was like the juiciest time to have those labels. But unfortunately for her, it looks like the current thing, Yay has brought back the Jews in the biggest spotlight since World War II. Okay, that's just the truth. Okay, I mean, the Jews are as big now as they were when Adolf created camps and basically incinerated my ancestors. As crazy as that is, like Jews are the thing right now. It used to be black people, then gay people, then trans people. Right now, Yay has brought back Jews in the biggest time since World War II. That's probably true. Since Adolf Hitler. That's probably true. So it's not as big of a deal that Brittany Griner's. It's great, but it's going to last like 2 days because we're in Jew mode. We used to be in black, lesbian, anti-American mode, but now the Jews are on the map in a big, big way. So again, this podcast is just to tell you the truth, the state of the world with no filter. That's just the way it is. Yay has brought back the Jews. Majorly. Biggest in my lifetime. I've never seen the Jews on blast like this. But it's happened. We got history. We have history. But it's great to have Britney back. Let's not forget that as we, I think it was probably predicted on this podcast, it was between a Brittany Griner, again, black, lesbian, anti-American athlete, and then Paul Whelan, a white American male. We were like, well, obviously they're just going to ignore Paul Whelan and bring back Brittany Griner because it's in vogue. And we were right. That's exactly what occurred. They basically flipped the bird, the good old Paulie Walnuts, and we got Brittany Griner back. So let's play a little clip about Biden saying that, don't worry, he's never going to forget about Paul Whelan. He's going to keep fighting for Paul Whelan. But even though he was locked up before Paul Whelan and he was doing spy work on behalf of the U.S. government, no, we need to bring back Brittany Griner first. Thank goodness. Because if we did and then we're going to play who Victor Bout is, because when you bring back an athlete for the Merchant of Death, that's just unbelievable. All right, here's a little clip from the breaking news. President Biden delivers remarks. All of a sudden, guess what? He now loves black, lesbian, anti-American women again. That's fantastic. We're so proud. All right, here we go. Little clip about not forgetting about Paul Whelan, who's been there since 2018.
Who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had...
It wasn't a choice. It wasn't a choice, you idiot. You, come on. We are in full-fledged anti-people who look like Paul Whelan mode. Of course it wasn't a choice, dude. Come on. This is crazy. You can't even make this up.
Had a chance earlier this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up. We remain in close touch with Paul's family, the Whelan family, and my thoughts and prayers are with them today. They have to have such mixed emotions today. And we'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul.
They have to have such mixed emotions today. We've been trying to negotiate for him to come out since 2018. And then a famous athlete who just happens to be black, lesbian, and anti-American gets arrested 9 months earlier when, you know, they're trying to make us peasants fight each other. And so they're trying to, you know, they want to racialize everything. They want to make everybody, they want to point out like things that you're born with and can't change. So we fight against each other and there's no end. You know, and people fall for this shit. It's unbelievable how crazy people fall for it. Like we fight amongst each other while the biggest wealth transfer in history happens. Everybody's locked in their homes while all the elites are going and partying in Aruba. I mean, it's just insane. But anyways, apparently people have if anything was showed the past couple of years, that people have about half a brain, but that's okay. It's okay. The Matrix will do that to you. But, the point being is, oh, you know, we're working to get you out, Paulie Walnuts. But you know what? We got a famous black, lesbian, anti-American woman in, and she trumps you. Whatever. And again, I want to be very clear. On this podcast, I'm very happy that Brittany Griner is back. I think she's one of the best women basketball players in the world. She's fantastic. She is fantastic. I mean, she is so tall. She's so athletic. She was so sick at Baylor. She blocks everybody. And it's crazy. Like she is the human block machine. It is unbelievable. She's seriously, absolutely incredible. It's great for the people to have her back. She probably should be here. And Paul, we're just going to stop talking about you after today. We're not going to talk about you anymore. And then we'll get to the Merchant of Death shortly here. Let's listen to Joey Joe a little bit more.
Release. I guarantee that. I say that to the family. I guarantee you. And I urge Russia to do the same to ensure the Paul's health and you. And humane treatment maintained until we are able to bring him home. I don't want any American to sit wrongfully detained in one extra day if we can bring that person home.
Unless your name is Paul Whelan, who we ironically are talking about. Ha ha, we don't want you to serve an extra day, but we really don't give a shit. Then this is the best part. So you say like, you know, the country's in a great direction. Economy's great. Everyone loves America. And then he gives you a stark warning here in a second, which is very weird. I thought that everything was going so well. And then he's like, I got to go to the State Department and make sure that, you know, we expect other countries to hold, you know, U.S. people in contempt illegally. Just listen to this warning.
My administration has now brought home dozens of Americans who were wrongfully detained or held hostage.
Except Paul Whelan.
many of whom had been held since before I took office.
Except Paul Whelan.
Hey, we also remember the other Americans that are being held hostage and wrongfully detained in Russia.
Except Paul Whelan.
Or anywhere else in the world. Reuniting these Americans with their loved ones remains a priority.
Except Paul Whelan.
A priority for my administration, every person in my administration involved in this. We're going to continue to work to bring home every American who continues to endure such an injustice.
Except Paul Whelan.
We also want to prevent any more American families from suffering this pain.
Except Paul Whelan's family.
And I strongly urge all Americans to take precautions, including reviewing the State Department's travel advisories before they travel overseas, which now includes warnings about the risk of being wrongfully detained by a foreign government.
Why? I don't remember growing up and being told to go look at the state website and about countries where we're going to be wrongfully detained. I don't remember that. I remember somewhat peace. I mean, we were invading the shit out of Iraq for weapons of mass destruction that never existed. We invaded Afghanistan illegally and all this stuff. But I was never warned to go anywhere. And now you got to check the State Department website before you go to Dubai. What the hell is going on, man? It sounds like everyone's hate us. So again, this podcast is to piece everything together. So it's partially PR move, right? I mean, please, these politicians don't have a heart. This isn't because they love Brittany Griner. This is because they do it for the press. I mean, come on, man. This is crazy. Let's get out of here. Let's be honest with each other. But again, Ye has brought back the Jews in a big way, in a big, big way, the biggest way since World War II. That's a fact, okay? The Jews have been, this is the biggest Jew moment since concentration camps. I don't care what you, you might not want to hear that. Trust me, I don't want to hear it. I'm a Jew. I'll be the first one incinerated. They'll be like, boy, are you talking? Go take a shower. You got some dirt on you. And then I go in the shower, chemicals come out. That's not good. That's not good for anybody. That's very bad. And I would be in there, okay? I would be the first one in there. They would chemical my ass so fast, it would be like I never even walked the earth. You know what I'm saying? There would be no remains. But let's not get too graphic. Let's stay on topic, okay? So, anyways, back to Brittany Griner. We traded her for the Merchant of Death. So this seems like probably a good trade, right? Like, we got Brittany Griner, great. And the Merchant of Death, probably no big deal, right? No big deal. My favorite channel, news source ever, MSNBC, the best. You could tell they got talking points from the intelligence community where they talk about, I'm going to play, it's like 2 minutes, where they're like, who is the Merchant of Death? And they explain who the Merchant of Death is, right? And then they have to say, at the end, but, he has no contacts anymore. He's not dangerous anymore. He's going to go back and probably work at an ice cream shop. Like, what? Like, what? All right, here we go. Ready? Who is this Victor Bout guy? Who did we trade? Here we go.
Is Victor
Bout.
Well, good morning, Jose. He's referred to as the Merchant of Death. That's the name he's acquired over the years. When you look at his past and in his history, somebody who the Justice Department has alleged, and they were able to bring him to trial and convict him of being somebody who trafficked arms going back to the 1990s. He's somebody who, over the course of the years, U.S. officials have said has ties to the KGB and the Federal Security Service, better known as the FSB in Russia. He's somebody who was arrested in Thailand. Those are the images that you're seeing there at a meeting where he met with two DEA confidential sources talking about a significant arms transfer to FARC in Colombia. At that time, according to prosecutors, and again, a jury found him guilty of this, he was trying to move 20,000 AK-47s, 700 to 800 surface-to-air missiles, which would have been used to shoot down American planes. We're talking about millions of rounds of ammunition that he was going to sell. Explosive military grade C4 to FARC. And that's what he was convicted of at the time. He actually took notes at that meeting. These are his notes that were entered into evidence and that were presented as part of that case. He went to that meeting with marketing materials, prosecutors say, including this photograph of weapons. So just to give you a sense of what he had on him when he was at that meeting, when he was arrested in Thailand, U.S. officials say it's it's obviously doubtful that his phone book, to the extent he has one, is it all relevant? It's definitely obsolete at this point. But it may be worth noting that he has an extensive knowledge in Russian weapons. And at a time where Vladimir Putin is trying to get his hands on as many weapons as possible, the 55-year-old certainly has a good knowledge of this area. No indications, of course, that he's going to go back and do that type of work, and no indications that he's been up to anything illegal while he's been in U.S. custody, in prison.
What kind of dumbass remarks is that? There's no indication he's up to anything illegal while he's been in prison, and we monitor every movement, obviously. No indication he's going to do anything when he goes back to Russia. What? This is like the biggest art, the merchant of death, okay? What do you think he's going to do? Start making ice cream cones, okay? What is he going to do? And what are we talking about here? Okay, there's no indication, and no indication that he has any contacts anymore. Like no impossible way. The merchant of death. All of a sudden, we turned him into the merchant of angels. Okay, he was the merchant of death. Praise Satan, and now he is a religious Christian who loves Jesus. What? This dude is not for MSNBC. Listen, people, we know you have talking points from the intelligence agency. This motherfucker is not going back and opening a fucking ice cream shop, okay? This dude is going back at a time to round up weapons and whoop the shit out of Ukraine or something like that. That's what he's doing. Or whoop the U.S., whoop Europe, who knows? He's the merchant of death. The dude loves death. He loves death. He loves weapons. He loves drugs. He loves women. He loves death. He's that type of dude, okay? Nothing wrong with that. That's fantastic. We love all people. That's great. But it's probably not good for national security for the United States. Probably for, if you're listening to this in the West, the so-called West, probably not good for you either. Okay. But here's the takeaway. We like to connect dots on this podcast. This podcast is about connecting dots. It's like everything is connected, even though you don't think it is. So why is this happening right now? Why is Brittany Griner coming back right now? Did it just so happen that it's coincidental that the negotiations took up until there's going to be a huge winter attack scheduled from Russia on Ukraine? Is it perhaps, and listen, the United States is being run by the CIA intelligence communities. We and the military industrial complex, we want war, okay? We want war. They're sick. They're twisted. They think that we're just going to make money and that we can't lose wars and no empire's ever failed. Whatever. That's the case. Like, you don't believe me? Listen to the Raytheon. And it just so happens the same day, the very same day, okay, today, that Brittany Griner comes back home, okay? All of a sudden, you got the Raytheon CEO on CNBC basically just talking shit to Russia right in the open, like, hey, we're doing everything for the Ukrainian government and we'll just leave it at that. Oh, let me just play this little clip for you. I feel like it seems like highly likely this is happening right now because perhaps we are expecting escalated warfare. Would you be surprised in the next couple weeks or definitely couple months that all of a sudden there's more of a world war vibe going on here, even though we're already in it? If you didn't know that, I'm sorry to let you know. I'm the one that has to let you know we are already in world war. It's called fifth generation warfare. A lot of it's information and stuff like that. But do you think there's going to be more of a physical escalation of war now that Brittany's back? Because maybe we couldn't have gotten her back. Are we trying to just provoke them? And now we're like, screw it. We don't care about Paul Whelan. You know, he's just a white dude. Whatever. We got too many of those. Listen to this from the Raytheon CEO. Literally, this is the military-industrial complex of the United States. Ready? Live on CNBC the same day that Brittany Griner, which is fantastic. We love lesbians. We love black people. We love people who are anti-American. We love people who are all things, okay? We don't believe in labels. We don't believe in politics. We believe in human beings. In fact, the principles of this podcast, I was thinking about this today. I'm going to promote these on – it'll be one of these three cornerstones will be promoted every day. It's going to be – this is what we stand for. The principles of this podcast forever is freedom, human beings, and truth. That's it. Okay. Raytheon CEO live today after we just traded Russia for the only person we really care about getting back, which is Brittany Griner. Here we go.
You know, we do work with the government to provide real-time intelligence on the battlefield in Ukraine. I'll leave it at that. And what's been amazing to me is the ability of the U.S. military to provide Ukrainians with real-time information to deal with the real-time threats. So we see, you know, we can see a Russian tank, we can see a Russian APC, we can see a Russian missile get launched, and that information gets fed to the Ukrainians, and they can actually act on it almost immediately, which is something I think the Russians never contemplated when they invaded
the
Ukraine.
Government's
yeah, they didn't contemplate that when they invaded Ukraine that they'd be fighting the United States of America. But the United States of America knew that, and we provoked them, and we want war. Raytheon literally makes more money as wars become larger, okay? That is the fucked up military-industrial complex and the way it works. But we got Brittany Griner back. So just keep your eye out. Now that Brittany Griner is free of what is going to happen soon hereafter with the war with Ukraine and Russia, are we about to step it up a notch because maybe we couldn't get her out in a month? Is there something, is there an offensive being planned? Is the United States trying to get more troops to ensure, what do? They're in Ukraine to ensure weapons are getting to the right. They're in Ukraine to inspect weapons. We're definitely not fighting. We're just inspecting weapons. You could trust us. We never lied about anything on the mainstream news. We don't lie. No. We're not a propaganda network. No. You conspiracy theorist fool. So yeah, but again, sorry, Brittany, not as big of a deal. The Jews are in vogue. Lesbian, black, anti-American women are not, or, you know, she, her, doesn't matter. Not really the thing right now. The Jews are on blast. Shout out. Yay. My God. Well, it is what it is. By the way, for all you haters who think that that comment means that I hate Jews, it doesn't mean I hate Jews. I am a Jew, and I told you I'd be the first one in the camp, the first one in the shower. I'd be done. Okay? So this isn't good. Okay? It's bad. So don't get your panties up in a bunch. Okay? I just have to tell people the truth so they can make their own decisions, and then they can go use their critical, God-given, critical thinking, decision-making skills and come to their own conclusions. But we are happy that we have gotten Brittany Griner back, and we gave away the Merchant of Death. I'm sure he is just planning to open up an ice cream shop in Moscow and just live a very low, calm life. Definitely not going to get back into arms dealing and any sort of trafficking or, you know, anything with the KGB or FSB, whatever you call them. Nothing. No, I'm sure he came to Jesus, whatever the hell that means. All right, everybody. Big news. Super happy about this. We got more segments coming up today. We're going to have a new episode every day till the end of the year. We're never going to miss a day. I give you my word on that. I hope I don't break that. If I break it, I will apologize and we will move on together. Follow, watch on Twitter. I don't know why I say Twitter. It's Twitter. KOGZ Kogs. If you want to donate, patreon.com/ownership economy. And if you're listening on your podcast player, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Anchor, I don't care where you listen to your podcast, you know, because you deserve to, okay? You deserve to have any, if you got this voice, this beautiful, sexy voice in your ear, then you should go buy yourself a beer, but don't drink. What does that mean? I don't know. Listen, there's no joke written for that. I just want you to support the pod. I need you to get the truth. I need you to share the truth. Share this with one person who loves gay black women who are coming back to the United States of America. Share it to people who are straight and white. Share it with people who are from Saudi Arabia. Share it with people who are from Australia, who are Kiwis. Share it with people who are in Canada, who are going to be in climate camps in the next 2 years. Share it with everybody. We love all humans. We are here because we are pro-human beings. We do not care what your beliefs are. I do not care who you like and don't like. All I care about is you get the truth, and then you get to make your own decisions, and that you support The Jonathan Kogan Show. Because why? Because The Jonathan Kogan Show supports you. Always, forever, love, peace, world, people, freedom, truth. I'm out. I'll see you later. Bye.